Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees.
KCA KJO NAWRO. NAWRO listening. NAWRO and NHL 1. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Not too bad. I got a little less than 2 hours to go going into my shift. You ran the net Thursday night, am I correct?
Negative. I did the backup. That was John. John did the net for the Winlink question. Yes.
Okay, I couldn't remember exactly what it was. No, I was trying to find some help with the Winlink. I've got it working on Telnet, but I need some help trying to set it up to get it working again with the RF. I haven't used it on RF in so long, I forgot how to set it all up anymore. Plus the original radio that I had working on, I don't have anymore, so I got it. And I have a different computer now than I had back then too, so I need some help with setting it all up again, and I just was looking for something. I thought that was you, but maybe it wasn't you.
Sure thing, Tom. Either I, John, or there's a couple other guys, we'll be happy to help you out. And if things go correctly today, we'll get our Winlink gateway back up working in Macomb County. So perfect timing, in other words. So, John even offered. He said he's got an extra digi rig and all the equipment needed. So we will work something out with you. As of this minute, you know, it's not working, but I think today we might get that back up and running. So we'll get with you, we'll get it done, and we'll make sure you get connected.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. Like I said, I have the equipment. I have a Bionics device that I had. I originally bought it for ETRS, but it also worked for Windlink system, but it was a long time ago that I had it. And I don't even know, I don't remember the settings for it. I know you had to put it into Gizmo, that much I remember. And there was some keywords you had to use to set it up for that mode, which I have. And, but the handheld video that I was using it with, I don't have that radio anymore. I have a couple other videos, but I don't remember how to set the programming for the windows. That's what I need to help with. Once I get that done, I can probably get one of my other radios to work, because I've got an assortment of different cables. At one point, I even had it working on 220 megahertz. That used to be a station downtown, a node on 220, but I don't know if it's still around or not. I have to check. So if I can get it to work at least on 2 meters, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, no issue. We I understand that, and you know, assuming this works, we would be able to even connect at the MISD classroom, like we originally did back in the spring when I think it was Riley came down and did the first class. We should be able to connect, but let's see what happens today. Make sure everything else goes right, and we'll go from there. And not only you, but there's a lot of other guys that are looking forward to actually connecting via RF. NAWRO, back over to you, Tom.
Yeah, okay, because that's one of the requirements for the level 2 portion of the Oscom thing that we got to work on. I got my level 1 on past that, but that was with Telnet. You got to be able to do it with the RF on level 2. So I got that and a few other things I got to work on. And I'd like to make it work, because one of the benefits that I have at my house is I've got a automatic standby generator, so if we ever lose power, I can at least stay on the air with it. It's an automatic generator I have, so that would be a good thing. And whatever that's worth. Like I said, I'm working the midnight shift, so I'll probably be sleeping better part of the day, so maybe Monday during the week, because I got to work the same shift. I got 2 more nights of this midnight shift. And then I'll need to do something about it after that. Anyway.
Sure thing, Tom. We will get with you. This is NAWRO. After you, sir.
All right. Appreciate it. I got to get going here. I got to make rounds. So I'll talk to you later. Thanks very much. NAWRO and NHOI, I'll be clear. 7-6.
KCAKJO, NAWRO.
NAWRO, KCAKJO.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'll be there in a few. Boy's tire was flat.
Hey, no worries. Just pull up in the drive when you get here, and I'm going to be parked out in the street then. I'll see you when you get here. NAWRO.
I see a few. KCKJO.
On the road. Oh, come on now. I can't be the only one on the road.
We'll be heading down south that way shortly once Tom arrives here.
You're not.
I'll be at Tim's in like 3 minutes.
Were you on another radio, or did I just have my volume down? I could have swore I heard voices, but it wasn't coming from this radio, I don't think.
It wasn't from the radio, John. We got some comedians in the house.
You never know. Oh, man. What could be more fun? Getting up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Getting up at 7 a.m. Getting up at 6 a.m. to go to work. WABPD.
All right, I'll give you that. Oh, man. Was this a mistake? Hope everybody's not mad at me making it this early. I know Wally had to be home, and I wanted to be home by noonish. So I shot for early.
I am certainly not mad. I'm glad. I need that nudge every now and then to get up early. When I get up, or when they ask me if I want the overtime, I'm happy to say yes. When it comes to actually doing it, I'm thinking, why did I say yes?
Because show me the money. Anyhow, this is W8FU. Where am I at? Somewhere on DeQuinter. Haven't started east yet.
Jim and I are in Richmond at M19 and 32 Mile Road, just north of the tower.
Kilo Echo 8 with Uniform Oscar is at 15 and Grove Spec.
There's the early bird.
I mean, I could beat that. And that Grove Spec is bad. Oh, but I'll pay it up.
Holy moly. Morning, John. It's, you got a head start.
I looked at the map last night, and I think I was during rush hour. We pulled in 3:36 minutes and left Roper some time. So I think this morning was only 18 minutes.
Which repeater are you on, John? Because, you know, you could hit the UMP. Probably with no antenna.
I was on FBI. I switched over to UMP. I haven't heard someone mention MapQuest in a long time.
Who else is out there? I hear John, I hear Sean, I hear myself.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. Almost to work.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tom. Anyway, hope you all have a good day and enjoy yourself. I know I won't. And I'm just about ready to pull in the parking lot. So, 73 WATPD.
Bye. Have fun.
Enjoy yourself, Brian.
Good money. Anyhow, Tom, we had two Johns. Both Johns were out here. And yourself or myself and Brian. And I don't know if I lost track of anybody. I take it you're with Tim, so I'm guessing technically you got both of you.
Affirmative, sir. We are commanded to the job. Good morning, John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, all. KEAWUO. Morning. Hey, Tim, how early is too early for your girl and your whatever kind of handshake agreement you have with her?
No specifics on that. I think she said she would get there prior to 7 to put the coffee on. Something about tapping on the window where the Welcome to Mount Clemens sign is, and she'll let us in only. Her name's Lisa, N-A-W-R-O.
I think I'll wait like 10 minutes or something. I don't want to get here. I don't want to be too early for her.
KCK show. John, you're already there then, I take it.
Yeah, I'm parked in front of, what is this building? It's a court building or something. And on the east side of the road. So I'm like halfway between both the building and the restaurant.
Good morning, WAPD.
Good morning. And John, we'll be there in probably about 15, so right around 7-ish we should be there. Go ahead, Wally. KCKJO.
Still ground wiring it. I'll be there about 10 after. Maybe 15 after. No hurry. I'm just going to have something really light. But the most important thing, of course, is coffee. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Tim. John and John. All our radio friends. Hope everybody had a great trick-or-treat. And I'll see you about 7:10, 7:15. WABD Groundwire.
John, do you drive a pickup truck? Yeah, I see you to my right. Yeah, that's probably me. I'm trying to remember the name of that truck. It's a buddy has one. I don't know why I can't think of it. Maverick. All right, I'm gonna throw some tools in a bag real quick, so I'll be ready in like 5-6 minutes. Yeah, I can literally see the antenna right now, so. All right. Later. WRUU850. Let's try it out.
I see it too, but all I see is the blinking light.
Yeah, I was on the wrong frequency. I was telling one of the guys over in GMRS. I was going to take a look at that antenna. He said, man, you're sounding good. I don't hear any. I go, yeah, I can go. I can see the antenna.
Yeah, Tim and I should be there in about 5. Get you.
Yep, I am I'm a block away. So as soon as I cross southbound here, I'll make my left park and then probably wander over towards the festivities.
I give her 3 minutes. Paul's here.
Oh, yes, this is ExxonMobil.
Thank you. Sensitivity is easy. CCTGO.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
88 LAX.
Victor Delta Mobile. Through the division right now, St. Clair Drive.
I'm assuming that's GGH. I'm very familiar, especially when they were shutting down the bridges and stuff. I had to take the kids to school in the morning, and we have to go through there.
Yep, that's GGH, somewhere in the St. Clair Drive area.
How big that place is until you make a turn down one of those side streets and realize everything's interconnected.
Oh, yeah. Tom's pretty proud of it, as they should be. It's a good community. Very well taken care of, very well policed. So they do a good job with it. The last night was really nice, you know. It's still a relatively young neighborhood, so lots and lots and lots of trick-or-treaters, so which made it enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. Well, that community was always good. Even when I was younger, that was always good. That was one of the places that you always went for trick-or-treating, that or one of the super ritzy divisions down Jefferson was another big one.
Yeah, the guy in the corner, he's kind of a military guy. At least, I don't know if he really was a military guy, but he's got lots of military toys, and he does his house up military style. And I know the grandkids made a point of going to that house because he's, like, really, really generous. So that was nice. I wish I could have roamed around more, but I stayed at home and handed out the candy. And I enjoyed that too. Woodford and ginger ale and handing out candy under the patio heater. It was a great evening.
I have not been able to enjoy that yet, but I'm slowly getting there.
Very good. How far are the, I finally made it to Washington Street, but I'm in no hurry.
I'm just crossing over 20 feet from Gresham.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, so you and I should get there about the same time. I'm going to take it down North River Road and then probably head into town that way.
Oh, okay, so you're backtracking to the interstate, then.
Yeah. I like the interstate Saturday. You don't have to think.
Yeah, the interstate's a little bit of a waste for me, being the fact that I literally
no matter which way you exit my street, I basically exit out on Gratiot, so it's kind of just a straight shot for me.
Oh, yeah, Wally's Rural Housing, WAVD. Wally's Rural Housing is I will always live east of the highway. I like it because it is kind of landlocked. You know, the traffic can only get, and we have a lot of traffic, but there can only be so much because there's this thing called Lake St. Clair in the way.
Yes, it does limit traffic, but I definitely feel like they need to, they redid that bridge and put a turn lane in right there at Baker, but I know there was talk about putting a traffic light there, and although a traffic light would be a royal pain, I think it's needed, because when traffic builds up there, I've almost been taken out countless times on my bike since they've redone that.
Well, yeah, that and the other traffic problem over here is the traffic getting off the highway has the priority. So it backs up, you know, certain parts of the day almost to town. So, you know, as the commuter workers are coming home, if there's any kind of car traffic on the exit ramp, the light changes right away. And there usually is, so that's what creates that. So, yeah, I do agree that there does need to be a light over there at the Baker. That's going to be a bad intersection in the very near future.
Yeah, the last one, I was actually heading into town. I had a trailer on the back of my bike, so I have a hitch. And I wasn't paying attention. I was coming around that corner there, pulled right out in front of me. And having an extra trailer on a bike means my stopping distance is horrible. And, yeah, I ended up, you know, on the verge of locking them up and almost flipped the back bumper of this lady. Because she didn't, yeah, I don't understand why when people accidentally make a mistake like that, they don't just commit and hit the gas pedal, and I don't understand that. Accidents are accidents, but man.
Yeah. One of the other things that it creates that back up back there, too, is, you know, red lights don't mean anything anymore in Michigan. You know, if you look at it, it used to mean a yellow light. Everybody would be worried about a yellow light maybe 3 or 4 cars would go. Now, it just happened just now, the light turned red off the highway, and there's probably 6 cars, 7 cars coming off. Of course, the little sensor figured out that there was a lot of traffic there, and so it instantly flipped the light. Well, after it flipped the light, you know, the light turns red, mine turns green, and you can see it because it's dark out, you know, and 3 more cars go. So, you know, like I said, they don't, you know, we need to, as a society, crack down on that. You know, red means red. Red doesn't mean 3 or 4 more cars go. But it does around here, at least on the east side it does. Maybe in the rest of the state, I don't know. But over here on the east side, it definitely means 3 or 4 more cars still can go.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm a little guilty of it when it comes to 26 and M19 or Washington right there. That particular corner making a left from my QTH. There's no turn arrow, so you know, one car can get through, but you just kind of creep it and roll it, because sometimes when that traffic's bad, if you decide to sit it, you're going to sit through, you know, 5, 6 red lights.
Oh, yeah, I've been there, too. Although I do see them sitting there once in a while. The county boys are sitting there once in a while watching for that. So just be careful. They hide behind that old vacuum cleaner place or whatever it is.
Yes, the seamstress. Yeah, I'm familiar. Actually, believe it or not, last summer I was picking up the kid on the bike, and a county cop made a left right there, right in front of a 350 with a 3-axle toy hauler, and just got T-boned. I mean,
so bad it threw him from the turn into the shoulder and smashed the other side of the truck into the power pole. It was actually really bad.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. And that's a high-speed intersection as well. Where am I? Cotton Road at 984, southwestbound.
Yeah, I'll probably make it before you. I'm southbound Gratiot, past the split. I'm going to jump over here. I think it's Market and go down the main drive. So I'm staring at the top of the building as we speak.
All right, I'll let you go and focus on getting parked. So, very good. Driving the pickup truck. Brought a good label maker with. I got one of those commercial ones from work, so I grabbed it yesterday. And see you guys in about 5:21:94. WAVD, clear of gears.
USL, we'll see you in a few minutes. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray clear, and I'm about 3 minutes up. Yeah, they are sweet, though.
I love them.
It's like the opposite of my summer footwear. Like in the summer, it's flip-flops or barefoot. In the winter, it's extra tufts. Like that last year I shot, I was wearing extra tufts. I didn't even bring my hunting boots. I have $400 Crispies, and I don't even wear them because I just take the extra tufts like a lazy man. So mine are trashed. They got all kinds of crap on them and blood and that. So I was like, you know what? I need to get a decent pair because it's usually what I wear to the office on Fridays.
Yeah, I can see how you can trash them real quick. And they are, man, they're awesome. But I've been looking at those Crispies, and they got some really nice boots.
Good morning.
My fear is that I wouldn't wear them enough to actually even break them in.
33 degrees.
I was talking to my dad about them the other day, and I was like, these are literally the best hunting boots, in general. They're stiff because they're hiking boots. So I was like, you're not going to wear them out and about. Like, they're not that fun to drive in. Like, when I had a manual, I hated driving in those boots. But it's like putting on a hockey skate. They fit so well. There's so much support. You can really tighten them down. And they're awesome boots. But, yeah, they're not cheap. But I imagine they're going to last me forever for as much as I wear them. I really only wear them when I'm stalking turkeys.
That is the one thing that's worth the investment, because if you're the type of person that will wear things until they're done, they'll last you probably 20 years, you know, especially the amount of use that I would get out of them. They might last 30 years.
And you hit a threshold in the boot world, too, where at a certain price point, they're repairable and serviceable versus throwaways.
Yeah, that is the key with those, that they're, like you said, they're repairable and serviceable. So, yeah, I don't know. I may make the investment at some point, but I've been looking for some new boots. I like those extra tufts. I like to wear a leather slip-on boot, like a Chelsea boot style, and I have a pair, but, you know, they don't fit the way I'd like them to. So I've been thinking about looking for a new pair, but haven't really got around to it because it's just getting into boot season, so I haven't gotten frustrated with them yet.
I've looked at those boots, not like a specific model, but I've looked at Chelsea so many times. Have you, are you a fan? Would you recommend them?
Yeah, man, they're awesome because you can wear a boot and not have to tie them and untie them. So that's why I think they're perfect. You know, I can just throw them on, go to a friend's house, take them off, you know, don't have to lean down and untie. You know, that's what I find frustrating about boots a lot of times is you're throwing them on to wear them to go somewhere that you got to take them off, and it gets annoying. So I think the ones that I have on are Echoes, and they're super nice. But there's just, I know there's other ones out there that are, they fit a little bit better, have a little bit better soles, things like that.
I was actually looking at, I think Banner's got, the Chelsea's made, not Chelsea, the Bull Run Chelsea. I was looking at those this morning. I think those would be great for the office because they're kind of dressy, kind of not, but yeah, that's where I'm at, man. I like slipping stuff on if I hate having to tie my boots.
Right, unless you're doing tied boot sort of thing, in which case you know you need to tie your boots. But otherwise, man, just flip them on, flip them off, and they're awesome. I love them.
Yeah, those will probably be my next pair of boots that I get as a Chelsea boot of some sort. I used to wear the crap out of Chukka's because it was pretty much just a tie. But, I don't know, I kind of got away from those because every time I put a boot on, I wear a boot because then I can do whatever I need to do. You know, like, if I'm at the office, but then I got to go to the yard, I don't want to be like, oh, hold on, let me change my shoes.
Right, that's about as annoying as it could get, right? Changing back and forth for comfort or looks, you know, being at the office or whatever. But, yeah, a boot that doesn't necessarily look like a work boot, but is
still a good boot is the way to go.
So what's on the docket for this weekend?
Not much, and like I said, I'm meeting my dad in just a minute. He should be here any second. And my wife and I are going out to breakfast with some friends at around 10. And then I'm headed out to near your old stomping ground, Lenox Ray area, to meet up with some buddies this evening. And then not much tomorrow. A couple family things, but other than that, just hanging out. I finally got the hard case that I think I want for that Starlink. I got to put that kit together. And, yeah, not a whole lot.
Sounds like a decent weekend. I would love to go to breakfast right about now. I'm starving. I door-dashed a Red Bull again this morning. And send me a picture of that Starlink kit when you're all said and done with it. I've been legitimately considering dropping Spectrum and going to Starlink 100% again. It's so good.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because I was just looking the other day. They had, I don't think the deal is the same right now, for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, they the standard dish, the residential dish, they had, it was free, with free installation, and you just paid the service fee. It was more of like a free rental, but the equipment was still there. But it, I really thought about switching over. So, I don't know.
That's a smoking deal then, because I bought the refurb one, so it was like $210 after tax, and then I had to install it myself, and the service, for what it is, I don't think the service is expensive. $120, I think that's perfectly fair.
Yeah, it's not bad, and I think you can get it now for like $90 or something. But hey, my dad just pulled up. I will catch up with you in a little bit. I gotta go into the store here and help him out with some things. This is KERUH. I'll be clear on your time.
All right, man. Sounds good. I'll be monitoring most of the day today. I got some new radio gear I want to test out. I'll catch you later. NADBF.
NADBF.
KEAWUO to KEAYNU.
You call, Sean.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
WDAKLL.
KATR.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, 44 degrees.
WDAKLL.
N8WRO in Richmond. What's the scoop? What's the update, Wally?
Randy is tuning up some stuff still. Wetlands ARP. It should all be working. Everybody else is tuning stuff up. And bulk of the technicians have left the building, so I'm heading home, and I think the rest of them are too. So, all went well.
Very good deal. Glad it worked out. Looking forward to seeing what all the WinLink testers do to see how that works.
Yeah, I'm going to play around with my, I guess my Anytone does that ARP stuff. I'm going to turn that on. Oh, I got to go this way. I'm going to turn that on. So.
Yeah, that interests me as well. I was waiting to see if we're going to be able to do that as well today, because I have not played with that myself.
Well, I left and I heard it sending out beacons, so I think we're in good shape there. At least they're in good shape. I didn't know anything about it.
Any VDG?
Hey there.
Well, hello there, gentlemen. How are you doing today? Hey, was just monitoring here while I'm working on these kits. Just wondering what the what you were just talking about. ARP or ARC or something. What is that? If you could give me a couple of seconds on that, I'd be interested in knowing what that is.
My knowledge is extremely limited on it, but I can tell you the crash course I got today is it's a packet message sending system. It's got a standard frequency of 144.09 or something like that. I can look at my phone. I wrote it down. And it sends out beacons, and it's kind of a messaging-type service. That's one of them. You're familiar with WinLink. I guess Google it, research it, or find out somebody that knows more about it. But I was just learned about it maybe 20 minutes ago.
Go ahead, Tim. I'll wait till it's back to me for spell, or for my question.
Listen on 144.390, and every now and then you'll hear a burst of digital data. That's the frequency I was told. I looked it up.
Wally is correct. It's a digital communication protocol. It is a real-time exchange, including GPS coordinates, weather data, messages, announcements. And it's designed more for a local area, which makes sense. So I'm looking forward to playing around with it. It's a little bit more of a modern-day version, I would say, from Winlink. Over to you, Mike.
Okay, confirmation, it is packet. Is that correct? And secondly, could you spell it for me, the name of it?
Automatic Packet Reporting System, APRS.
Copy that. Thank you very much. I will look that up tonight, and because that's where I'm going to dig into next. I want to heavily dig into packet. I want to be very proficient sending packet and things like that. So very good. I will let you guys go back to your conversation. Thank you for letting me interrupt. I'm going to continue to monitor while I work on these kits. Wally, thanks for your hard work today and for everybody's hard work today on our system. Much appreciated. You guys have a good day. 73 from November 8th, Victor, Delta Zulu.
Appreciate the kudos. Sean's the ringleader and the pusher, so appreciate everything he does as well, and he's the organizer and points the tasks, and it works out well. Got the room nice and clean, stickered up, so it's easier to identify who's what, and all is well, so kudos to everybody. I don't know what else to say. And the guys that got on the roof, John and Dean, and the rest of the team, it went well. Go ahead, Tim. Let's try Sean first. Sean, you around? And if he doesn't answer, then we'll go to back to Tim. W8PD.
I echo everything that Wally just said, and I think we might have had a breaking station in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Moses. This is KEAWOJ. For you guys interested in APRS stuff, there's also a map you can pop up on your computer, APRS.fi, and you can see kind of in real time of who's beaconing and broadcasting. You can see where they are. You can click on them. It'll pop up a little window that just tells you a bunch of info about it. It's kind of interesting stuff.
Hey, thanks, Rick. I appreciate that. Hey, Wally, if you got that frequency one more time, you want to say it over the air again?
It's 144.390, and take everything I say with a grain of salt, but I understand that that's the nationwide frequency for that radio.
Is Paul still listening here? Are they listening? I can't tell. I'm driving and my hands are full and it's difficult, but the UMP seems like it's down.
Well, let me check the dashboard here. It's listed. Wally, can you transmit on UMP?
I don't know. They could be working on it. There were two technicians left. Let me check.
KEAWOJ on KC8UMP. I'm Clemens on the L-Star node.
No, it's RF-wise, it's down, like I said. I saw some test equipment still on the floor. Can't speak. All I know is second and third hand, but I have a suspicion that that might be what the test equipment was for.
All right, let's pause. Yeah, okay, I heard Sean saying it was probably down, and I thought, well, I'll try to connect on All-Star, but that probably doesn't help. Even since the stuff's down, the All-Star probably connect. All right, thanks, KEWOJ.
I got him on 800. I got him there.
Okay, copy, Sean.
Yeah, I did it too, Wally, and it is down RF-wise, so, but he knows now, so.
No, very good. Yeah, my uneducated guess is it's being tuned up. All right, other than that, not too much. Going to go take Mama to a lunch brunch, be a little hero there. Oh, it's already 10 to noon, and, now we got to grab some things for our trip. She's got a small office job to do today, and then that'll be it. So, and then Sean's agenda is the football game, his number one team. Let's go ahead, Sean, if you're still there.
I'm busy. We're trying to get the UMP back online. There's something wrong with it, so we're troubleshooting it over on 800. I'll be listening, but I'll be tied up there. WAFU, thanks.
Okay, if you need any help, you got a cast of friends out here. I'll talk to you later. WAFU.
Well, thanks again for the loaner radio, Wally, and you guys have a really good time on your trip coming up. It sounds really good.
I expect you to talk on it. Use it, dude.
Oh, I definitely will. It's just everything hit all at once. I got a brand new PC here, so I'm trying to do that, get everything transferred over. Not to mention I have the other new Kinect Systems radio, which I still have to program. So, but I think the solution on that is just a triple switch for now. And then later on I'll go with the duplexer.
Well, the duplexer is only good for separating UHF and VHF, you know, unless you don't spend a lot of money. But that's how I do it. I don't have a common radio. I got UHF radios and VHF radios because I mostly got commercial stuff converted over. And that's where the duplexer is nice because it's using relatively low funds. You can get a nice VHF, UHF 220 duplexer, and they make all sorts of different flavors. UHF, VHF, 900, they make all sorts of different flavors.
UHF, connected, Mount Clemens.
Woo!
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, we hear you. Okay, yeah, USB, if you guys know what it is. So, all right, that's there. Yeah, yeah, folks.
Just as
a note, Fred, we had to put a hub in the middle because the USB coming out of the back of the RKR was just so short. We moved the computer to the next rack over. It just wouldn't cut it.
Okay, we'll need the USB extension then, so it's off the hub. So, how long
are we
cable?
If you had a 6-foot extension, that would be muy bueno.
Okay, add it to the list.
Open, even, interlocking.
That's in the UP.
Actually, it's near Traverse City. Unless there's two of them.
That's
almost lost my life there in 1984. Yeah, I know all about Interlock, and almost lost my life there in 1984.
Well, you're still here today, so all must have ended well. All right, guys, I'm in the driveway. Chat later. Oh, good. Yeah, Sean, your team today, real quick. Is it going to be a challenging game for them, or is it going to be an easy game?
This was supposed to be the game of the season. This is, but Penn State has tanked their last four and lost to some dismal teams, and their quarterback's out. So I expect, you never know, it could be a trap game, but I expect this to be a rout.
Very good. I'll keep one eye on it. I know the team, the Northwestern team that I've been following for personal reasons, they are off this weekend. So, and then I think next week or the following week they play Michigan, and that's going to be brutal.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand it, how they can't find a way. Let's be honest. You know, they're not going to make, certain teams. Now, they're in the Big Ten, right? So they're legit, right? And so that's bad enough. But how about some of these teams, like, you know, Bowling Green or something like that? Why do we even do that? You know, instead of playing, you know, those gimme games like that, why don't we play more SEC? You know, let's get Georgia and Alabama and all them real teams. Let's all get mixing. Let's mix it up a little, uh-huh. Let's not build up these records on these feeders like, oh, you know, like when Ohio State plays, you know, Ohio University. Come on.
Yeah, I agree. Ohio State played Georgia. Something like that. Imagine the crowd and the TV money that a game like that would make.
Yep, just, just make sure that, you're playing, all your blue bloods are going through, you know, a pretty good gauntlet.
Yeah, same thing when Western plays some of these teams. Like, good God, why are we doing this? All right, gotta step out. I'll get back in bed. Here, go grab Mama. WAVD. Go ahead, Tim. You're into football.
Listen to Dave on the other one. Anyway, Sean, don't forget about Appalachian State. Quite a number of years ago, we got surprised by them. So you never know. It's an AWRO.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 47 degrees.
We got any deer hunters out there this morning? KEAWK.
Hey, Rick, I'm in the city, so I do have deer out behind me, but they're out there a little bit further north out of Richmond.
Well, I'm over here in the city myself, and I just got done. I'm all geeked up. My body's pumping adrenaline. There's a couple of great big monster bucks out there in the backyard. Just wandering around following does.
Yeah, I've got the trails behind my house. It's not my property, but I mow it. Been doing it for 39 years, and a little bit of a woods there. But then again, there's a subdivision behind that. So, but they were back there. I scared one up, and it's kind of nice seeing them run through the woods like that. But no hunting, of course, in city limits. But outside to the north and to the west, there's some areas that they can take them harvest.
Yeah, it always takes me up there. All the years of running around further north out in the boonies there, and All I ever saw was spikes. Come down here to the city where you can't, you can't even shoot a BB gun in your own yard kind of thing, and there's bucks everywhere. Big bucks. It's just killing me.
Well, we actually had, haven't seen them in a while, but we had some wild turkeys out back, and then rarely see them, but the coyotes are out there. I know you and Dakota were talking about coyotes, but it's funny because the noon whistle goes off here, they'll howl, and then if the Canadian National train goes through town late at night, you know, depending on the weather, they'll answer the horn of the train. It's just, it's interesting how they think it's something they need to respond to.
Yeah, the turkeys are like that too. Cracks me up. They'll get all horned up in the spring and the fall kind of thing, and you can blast your horn and they the whole flock. It's hilarious there. But yeah, I used to hear them all the time. I used to be up at 2 or 3 in the morning sitting on the porch here, and I'd hear the coyotes all over the place. But just don't seem like I'm up at that time of night anymore. I imagine they're more than there has been. There's pretty soon, I imagine Uncle Sam's going to have to put a bounty on them pretty soon, just like they did in the 50s.
Well, Thanksgiving is coming up, but I understand they don't quite taste like the butterball turkey, but you never know.
Yeah, you're right, the turkeys, the wild turkeys aren't, at least the ones I've had, they're nothing like the butterballs, unless you get a cook that knows what they're doing. I have had a couple that were really good, you couldn't hardly tell much difference, but most of the time they're kind of tough, tough little birds.
All right, Rick, well, I'm expecting KCAKJO to come pick up his van, so I'm sure we'll talk later, but I'll be listening. NAWRO, after you.
Okay, you have a good one. And I thought I heard him throw out his call sign out there when it was kind of busy earlier. So anyway, you have a good one there. And yeah, if you're looking into that APRS stuff, just jump on your computer and type in APRS.fi. And a map will pop up, and it'll show you everybody in the area that's beaconing APRS. And it's kind of interesting. It'll keep you busy for quite a while. KEAWOJ, we'll catch you later.
Appreciate that, Rick. Will do. NAWRO. KCAKJO, you out there, Tom?
KEAYEP. This is KEAYP. Can I get a copy?
KEAWUO, I copy you.
Hey, thanks for the comeback. Just hiking the trails in Stony Creek Magic Park and just wondered if I was getting out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're definitely getting out. A little bit of popcorn going on there, but I can definitely make out everything you're saying.
I appreciate it. You enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
KEAFBR from KEAWO.
This is KEAYD in Stony Creek, Captain Mount Sheldon. Just wondering if there's anyone who wants to make a simplex contact with me.
NAWRO, you over here, Tom?
Environment.
out there available to make a Simplex contact.
Sam, last station was looking for someone available to do something. What was that?
Yeah, I was up on the top of Mount Sheldon here in Stony Creek Park, and I just wanted to try to make a Simplex contact on 146.5T.
Gotcha. Okay, I can try, but I'm at 14 in Chainer area, so I don't expect excellent results, and I'm on an HT, so... I hopefully there's someone else with a mobile, but I'll monitor it. If I hear you, I'll reach out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm going to go there now. Call out a couple times.
Yeah, I'll go back here. Yeah, I heard him chatting. I didn't know if he made it home or not. WABD.
This is K-A-Y-E-P. Thanks to those couple gentlemen who, Len and the other gentleman that kind of helped me make a couple contacts. I can hear you guys loud and clear. Appreciate it. K-A-Y-E-P.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 49 degrees.
November 8th, copy of one call, testing mobile.
November 8, Papa Uniform Golf, mobile testing. November 8, Papa Uniform Golf, mobile testing.
I hear you there. I'm kind of the same way. I don't take many long drives anymore, so the radio and the truck's kind of just a shelf queen, basically.
Yeah, I try to turn it on and listen. You know, I think I got like a 15-minute ride. I can't talk to anyone. I'm not going to have time, but I will listen. But, yeah, I'm going to hop on. I've been trying to call out since, heck, I think I left Flint. I've been trying to call out since then. And I get my first response, and I appreciate that a lot. I've only got a couple more minutes left before I get to my buddy's house out here, so,
NAGG will
be clear after you.
Well, I didn't hear anything when you were calling out from Flint, so you might want to try a different repeater there. Try the 442-200 when you're in Flint area. You might have a little bit better luck on that one. That's the one I'm on, and I am just, I am dead smack in the center between Saginaw and Flint, and, I get an excellent signal from that, so I would say try that one if next time you're coming out of Flint and see if you get any better luck there. KF8 BLX, and I'll be clear after your finalist.
Alrighty, so I was hitting various repeaters, or trying to. I mean, I hit a few and nobody responded on those. Did you say it was 442-200? That's what I'm on right now.
That's the one. So if you're carrying it all the way to Frankenmuth there, then you should be able to ride it all the way through Flint with no problems there.
I should, because I'm quite east of Bertrand at this point. And you're still coming in crystal clear.
I know that one's got quite a big footprint to it, so, like you said, I'm probably about 23, 24 miles from it, and I'm on a 10-watt handheld, so, with a little 6-inch ducky antenna on it. So I know it's got the receivability to it. It's got a pretty big footprint there.
Well, maybe on the way home I'll try to hit it again from on the way home to Flint there. I appreciate it, sir. I'm about to turn my buddy's driveway now. November 8th, Top Uniform Golf, clear.
Alrighty there, 73. Have yourself a good rest of your afternoon and good luck in the blind. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, and I'm back monitoring.
Driving out to Pontiac to pick up a TV that should eventually allow me to put a ham clock on it down in my shack. And I'm wondering if any of you guys out there use ham clocks yourself, and what little squares or features do you most like to use with it? If you got any thoughts, I'd love to hear it. Otherwise, hope you have a good afternoon. ADHJL.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.
Sean, are you out there?
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
Station, you are not holding the repeater.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 49 degrees.
Hey man, can I get a radio check? Come on.
It's KFABOT. I've got you loud and clear.
Okie dokie, I just swapped out the FTM 500 in my car for an FTM 200. Gonna move the 500 into the house, so. Just want to make sure it was working. Thank you. W-A-F-U.
Hey, you have a good night.
and it is good now, loud and sound. You have a good night, though, and enjoy the evening. KF8BOT.
Hey, man, you don't tell me what to do.
All right, we'll try. Later. WNFU.
This is KE8WUO. Testing out my All-Star node.
Sounds all starry.
Anyhow, John, you caught me with my hands full trying to get this radio situated. Is that the All-Star node? You got her up and running?
Yeah, I guess so. I've only got it to work. Sorry, I was getting a little feedback there. I've only gotten it to work with the booth lane, but I got to try to get it into the APX. I got to figure out the CTSS tones for that, but this will work for now.
Yeah, but that's the client radio. I mean, you got the host running, so to speak. So very good. Sounds great too. So sounds like you got it set up right. Which combo is this? Because I know you had several different computer choices and a couple of different RF choices. What did you ultimately choose to get this one going?
So this is the hotspot repeater. I got a little bit of an echo, sorry about that. It's just a little node type thing plugged into a Raspberry Pi. So I got that up and running finally, and so that'll be nice. Still gotta get the potential cables for the repeater set up. And then that other node, I'm probably just going to 86 it, but this is hopefully working okay.
Yeah, I wish I would have known you were looking for one of those hotspot radio ones. I've got that exact one. I would have made you deal on, but well, no big deal. I wasn't really looking to get rid of it, but I haven't used it in a while, so I thought about it. All right, anyhow, sounds good. I do got to get back to finishing up here. Got a bunch of crap from today's festivities. I got to move. Oh, man, did I pick up another crack from my windshield? God darn it. Anyhow, I got to get tools and stuff moved from here to the work vehicle. The stuff that I shoved in the work vehicle moved back here. I want to swap out radios and yada, yada, yada. So we'll be back. I'll try to keep an ear on things, though, if you need a check. W8FU.
All right, well, real quick, I switched over to the APX. Is this one working too?
Yep, sounds good.
It's a Christmas miracle.
NEM, it's a twister. All right, W8FU.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 46 degrees.
Need a check.
I'll use a check.
Okay, I guess the 400 mic works on the 500, you should have figured. Thanks.
Hey, Bentley.
disconnected.
I hear you.
WDAKLL KFATIC.
Hey, Jack.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good. It's a new radio on the bench, so let me know if it sounds bad. But yeah, just wanted to let you know over on the other band, things are off indefinitely until further notice. The stakeholders just shut things down, and there's discussions now whether they're committed to bringing it back up or not. I just wanted to let you know. So if you go and you find out nothing's up, that is correct.
No problem. I understand. I also understand that guy is still out there. He's doing what he's doing. That's not, I don't know about these people. I really don't. They don't appreciate nothing at all.
Be quite honest, Jack, I was busy. We were on the building rooftop working on several other things. It was brought to my attention by the Detroit owner, and so I don't know what you're referring to. I know what's been going on lately, so I can only imagine, but anyhow, just it's a until further notice kind of thing.
Oh, Sean, no problem at all. I couldn't make it this morning because I got up to start the lawnmower. The lawnmower would not even start. So I had to go look for a place or battery around here. I had to go get a battery, come back, start it. It won't start. I changed the spark plug and all that till it cranked up. Those leaves, they're just unbelievable. I got a big tree in the front, and it's taking it all over the place.
Well, I wasn't there either. We had a crew that was doing some rooftop work. We got together at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we worked till afternoon. So we were I did not make it myself. I think Phil made it, which was kind of interesting. He asked me where I was. I didn't think he was going to be driving, so Phil was there. I didn't ask him who else was there. So, all right, anyhow, I just switched the mobile into the house, and the radio I had sitting in a box I put in the car, and the radio I had in the house I moved in, put back in a box, and I'm just doing some shuffling around here. And now I got to go figure out, I think we're going to get pizza tonight. All right, we'll catch you later. WFU.
Let me tell you, John, that radio sounds really excellent. The audio is a beautiful audio you got out there. Anyhow, whatever you did the right movement. Anyhow, good talking to you. We'll talk again. KFATIC.
KFADRC, WDAKLO.
Hello, Greg. How you doing?
Doing good, Jack. How you doing tonight?
Well, that is the best time is just now. After I get all this headache this morning, you get up, lawnmower don't work. Battery dead. You gotta go look for a battery. By the time I look for a battery, half of the day is gone. The leaves are still there for the past 4 days. couldn't do it right away because you got to run here, you know, run shopping, go grocery shopping, come back, go clothes shopping too. And that's how it was.
Okay, yeah, that's unfortunate you had to buy a battery at the end of the year, but, well, you'll be fresh for next year. Just make sure you disconnect it so she don't drain on you, or bring it in inside, better yet, or keep her somewhat warm would be better off.
I believe it's that way. It's better to disconnect it and take it inside the house. I hate to take it inside the house. I don't have a basement. I got a crawl space. I might take it there. It's better anyhow. There's a heat over there, too.
Yeah, I used to be really, I guess, anal, I guess would be the word, about batteries in my boat and stuff. I'd pull them out, put them on a piece of wood in the garage, put them on a trickle charger and all that. But that's kind of what you should do. But I don't know about bringing anything in the house as far as a battery. That's probably not the best idea. But yeah, in the garage, no problem.
That's what I was thinking. Put it in the garage, and every like 1 month go out there, charge it, make sure it's full charge, then turn it off. I think that's the best thing to do.
Yep, yeah, that's no problem. Just if you got a triple charger, that's the best thing. Just put it on a piece of wood and keep it up off the cement if you got, you know, on the floor there, but otherwise, yeah, I got one more mowing, I think. All the leaves are down, but I get the ones blowing around and all that. I think I got one more cleanup. And then I'll be done with leaves. How about you? Are you about done, or are you still doing them?
I'm not done. That tree didn't come down. Not even halfway yet. I'll take a picture and send it to you. You'll laugh. It's all yellow, too.
Okay, it's probably a maple, huh? Holding on to its leaves late. Yeah. All right. I'll cut you loose here. We're just watching the Michigan State game, and then Michigan comes on at 7. So we are just hanging out, Jack. We'll chat at you later. KFA-DRC, WD8-KLL, I'll be clear after yours.
Great, no problem at all. Take care. Have a good evening. KFA-DRC.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 43 degrees.
Okay, maiden voyage with the FTM 200.
KFA-CDZ, I copy you loud and clear.
Yeah, it's nice to have this. I bought that 500, great radio, but, you know, I don't need it in the car. This one's compact, barely takes up any space. The control head's just a wee bitty little thing. It's perfect. So, I'm going to run with this for a while. maybe put my Motorola back in here. But then I need two antennas. That's pretty taboo for me.
Yeah, you better be careful. You're going to be a whacker before you know it.
Exactly. I got one UHF quarter wave on my roof. If I was to put in another radio, actually the Motorola I want to put in here is UHF only, so it's perfect. But then what do I do for this dual bander? Oh man, maybe I'll get a trunk, like a Diamond K400 lip mount, and I can just put it on when I'm feeling especially wacky.
Yeah, you could always go with the dual band antenna too, so that you only have one up there. That's what I'm running at this end. It handles 70 centimeter, 2 meter with no problem.
Oh yeah, I got a whole bunch of dual band and even tri-band mobile antennas. I just don't want to run them. But I don't like mag mounts. But I don't mind, if you get a good quality lip mount, I'll have to look at my tailgate on this thing, see if I can run a diamond lip mount. Because they articulate in both directions, so you can always get it straight vertical no matter what your angle is on your hatch. Providing you have a lip on the hatch. Maybe I'll do that. Get myself something fruity-tooty, dual-bandy, and then I'll just keep the UHF quarter wave for my Motorola. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, that actually does sound like a good idea. Now write it all down before you both of us forget.
Oh, I ain't gonna forget. I'm just thinking out loud. So, I think I'm a little early for my pizza. I wonder if I gotta sit out here and wait. I got a full warmer though. Good grief! They're cranking out the pizzas. 7 o'clock on a Saturday night. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I'm outdoor dashing and finished up my fourth order and it's been up for pizza deliveries all night.
So where do you door dash? What area? You know, just generally.
Well, you start with the southwest corner at 10 Mile and Ryan. And from there, the border runs north to 18 and a half mile road. And then it goes east to Garfield, and it comes down to about 16 and a half and goes east to the lake. And then the whole south border is just 10 mile road from 10 and Ryan all the way to the water. That's the whole area that I drive in.
All right, so east side, Detroit east side suburbs, I guess, would be the... I was just, you know, because there's a lot of link for Peters here. I was just didn't know if you were doing it in Saginaw or Flint or, you know, where. So that was more what I was wondering. But gotcha.
Yeah, overall, it's not a bad zone to drive around and pick up orders and deliver them. I usually do pretty good. I can get anywhere from $50 to $100 a day out of this.
Sounds like a winner. Not bad at all. All right, I'm going to run inside and see if my pizza's ready. Back in a bit. W8FU.
All right, got you that. KF8TPZ, monitoring, and third action. So if I don't answer, because I'm busy.
No, pizzas were ready. I thought I was early.
Well, speaking of experience, you can't believe everything they tell you about the food being ready.
Yuppers. Oh, hold on. Well, that's good. Yep, hold on. So you know what I need? I need to get something, and maybe door dashing and all, maybe you have a solution. My seat's got a hell of a slant on it. So I hate setting pizza down there, especially if the pizza's really hot and the toppings might be loose and I want them sliding. I need to get something to flatten that, make it a nice flat surface so I don't have to worry about if you get soup or something like that.
That's easy. Get some of those 4-cup cup carriers. Get like 3 of them in a stack. You can adjust the height as needed and put them in the deep part of the seat. Pizza should sit nice and flat.
Yeah, that could work. And, of course, the floor is flat. Sometimes I'll do that. The problem is I like to keep my hand on it, you know, when I'm making a turn and stuff. And when it's down on the floor, that's kind of tough.
Yeah, it would be kind of tough doing it like that. That's why I don't. I actually do use the cup holders on the passenger seat to hold things flat.
All right, that's worth trying. They're easy enough to come by, so there you go. But all right, I am see my target. I'm going to get off here so I can use both hands to back into the drive and then get inside and work on this pizza. Stay safe. Make lots of money. W8FU.
All right, you enjoy that pizza, and you have yourself a good evening there, Sean. 73 to you. KF8DPZ, clear and monitoring.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 41 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 40 degrees.
November 8, Papa Uniform Golf, calling KEATOD.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 41 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. cloudy. 41 degrees.
K-U-A-W-U-O. K-U-A-W-U-O.